standing up, he's what?
Oh, squatting?
Yeah. Now, would you say he's squatting down on his something, referring to this part?
I was referring to his leg.
Okay, have you ever heard the word haunches?
I don't know.
That part of the word?
I haven't.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody, instead of saying squat down, hunker down?
No.
Never heard that. Okay, fine. All right, this expression, if somebody's been sick for a while, you might say, well, so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little...
bad.
Okay, how sad is that?
Weak.
You ever heard peaked?
Peaked, yes. Looks peaked, yes.
Really. I heard about a man who is very muscular and can lift heavy objects. You say he's very...
muscle. Or strong.
And somebody who is very easy to get along with, you'd say he's very
friendly.
And a boy who has reached an age, you know, when he constantly bumps into things and trips.
Clumsy.
Sure. What about a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense? You'd say he's just a plain
moron.
Okay. You think so of that?
Stupid. It's plain stupid.
Sure. What about the word food?
Food. Just a plain food. Yes, I've heard that.
To you, is that a strong thing to say about somebody?
No, it is. I don't think so. I used to use it quite frequently with my students.
Have you ever been taught that there's any sort of biblical injunction against the use of that word?
I have never been. Well, someone mentioned that to me once. That I was in a class I had, and you know, I said, "Oh, you're such a fool."
Yeah.
And of course, the kid became insulted. But as she pointed out, some kind of biblical term about a fool. And kids now tease me when I used to act like a fool. They still tease me about saying that to some of my students.
What about a person who has a lot of money but he likes to hang on to it? You'd say he's a...
he's a miser.
Anything besides that?
He's stingy.
Well, you ever heard type one?
Yes, type one, yes.
You said the word common. If I used it this way, talking about a girl, she's just as common as she can be.
Yes.
What would that mean to you? How would you take that?
I can take it two ways. I can say she's very common. I can still refer to her. She's very friendly. She doesn't meet strangers. And she's very easy to get along. Then I can take a girl's being very common, which means that she's ready to go to bed with anybody.
I see. Morals are suspect.
Right, right. So it can mean two ways.
Right, okay. All right, talk about an older person, maybe in his 90s, but he still gets around fairly well and can take care of himself. You might say, well, I don't care how old he is. He's still awfully...
how old he is.
I don't care how old he is, he's still awfully
strong.
Okay, any other way of putting it? You know, the fact that he is still fairly mobile. That's it.
Well, he's still very coherent, maybe.
Okay, active, spry.
Very active, very spry, yes. Yes.
Alright, talking about, this situation, if the children are out later than usual, the wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
alluring.
Okay.
A little worried.
She would feel easy about it. She'd feel...
so she felt easy about it?
She would not feel easy. She would feel...
very strong.
What would be the negative? Easy. She feels a little...
worried.
Okay.
Upset.
UN, she feels a little